Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. Learn today's Daf sponsored Lezeicha Nishmas Naftali Frankel, Gilad Shar, and Ayal Yifrach. And also like to learn today's Daf Lezeicha Nishmas, my grandfather, Ephraim Fishel, Ben Menachem Mendel, whose yahrzeit is today. Okay, we are on Chaf Aleph on the top line. Talk about the story of Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. So Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, right, have a garis ba'oraisa. They were learning Torah. Right, essentially, you point out, Ilfa comes first. Ilfa is listed before Rabbi Yochanan. Keep that in mind. Right? The chikal hu mil satuva. They had no money. Right? Their parnasa was tough. They had no money. They wanted to do. They wanted to go make a living. So Amri, they said to each other, Neko v'nezio v'navidiska. Let's get up and start a business so we can make some money. When the kayin b'nafshin. And the kayin b'nafshin, efes kilo yebicho evyon. Let's be kayin by ourselves that you should be careful not to be a pauper. So Uzlu, so they went up, they got up, and they started to plan their business. Osve Tuse Gudariya. They ended up sitting next to a rickety wall, which is why the Gemara is over here, because we're talking about the walls, you know, the rickety walls yesterday. Of course, how they sit next to a rickety wall, we say you're not supposed to, so maybe they didn't know. So Havukarchi Rifta, they were eating bread. Asu tre malach yasharis, and two malachim came. Shami Rav Yochanan da amr chad lechadre. And Rav Yochanan, not Ilfa, but Rav Yochanan hears one malach speaking to the other malach and saying, Nishte alayu haigudo v'nikdalinhu. Let's knock down this wall, and so it falls upon them, so they'll die. Why would we do that? Because menichim chay olam haba, but osim chay shah, because they're leaving Chayim Olam Haba, which is leaving the world of Torah, to go in the world of business. So Amr Le'idach, the other one said, Shavkinu, no, leave them alone. The Ika v'hucha, the Kaimel Hushaita, because there's one of them that his mazel was set forth that he's gonna grow, and it's not time for him to die. So Rabbi Yochanan Shama, Rabbi Yochanan heard what the Malachim were talking about. The Ilfa lo Shama, and Ilfa did not hear. Amrle Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, Shamar Mamidi, did you hear anything? So Amrle lo, Ilfa says, no, I didn't hear anything. So Amar, if he doesn't ask what you heard, he just stops. So, did you hear? No, I didn't hear anything. Usually he would say, what did you hear? He says, I didn't hear anything. Right? So Amar, midishami ana, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, from the fact that I heard it, the Ilfa lo Shama, and Ilfa did not hear it, Shma mina lidi kaimeli shaita. That when he's talking about someone's mazel is going to become great, it must be me. It's going to be my mazel supposed to be great. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, Ehedar, let's go back to learning, let's go back to the base medrash. But okay, bin Navshai, and we'll be Mekayim in ourselves, we'll be Mekayim, ki lo yechdal evyon mekleiv kerev ha'aretz. It should always be evyonim. So we'll be poor. Let's go back and learn, and we'll be poor. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan hadar, so Rabbi Yochanan goes back to learn. Ilfa lo hadar, and Ilfa does not go back. Ilfa goes to do business. Rabbi Yochanan becomes the Rosh Hashiva, and Ilfa becomes a successful businessman. Ad asa Ilfa, so when Ilfa comes back from whatever business trip he was on, Malik Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was appointed to be, I believe, Rosh Hashiva. Right, Rashi says he became Rosh Hashiva, and also because he became Rosh Hashiva, he became wealthy. Right, Rashi says in the third short skinny line, Malik Rabbi Yochanan, minuhu Rosh Hashiva, they pointed him to Rosh Hashiva, lehen, upon them, minaghu, and it was a minag, mishu Rosh Hashiva, Hayumagadan also Mishalahan and Maasrin also. They would give him a lot of money. Well, that's the opposite. You tell that to the Rebbeim now, that they get paid.
That's why they're all turning into
Yeshivas. Right. Kid Amir, like, I'm a Kohen Gadol, but Gadlo Mishalachiv. When I'm a Kohen Gadol, he's supposed to raise him up. I mean, it's not a bad idea to have the Rosh Hashiva. He's supposed to have a status, you know, wealth is also a status. So Ad As Ilfa Malik Rabbi Yochanan, Amru Lo, so the people of the town said to Ilfa, E Asiv Maru Garis, if you also didn't go to do business and would have stayed and learned, Lo Havi Malik Mar. Okay, they asked him the question. Had you not gone to learn, would you not have been appointed as well? In other words, you were even greater than Rabbi Yochanan, you probably could have been appointed to the Rosh Hashiva as well. So Ilfa got, so these people, Ilfa thinks that they're like mocking his Torah knowledge. So Azil told him Nafshe Ba'askaria the Sfinta. So he went and he sort of like ties himself to the mast of a boat. maybe this is figurative, I don't know if it's literal or not, and Amar, and he says, Iika de Sha'ili b'masnisa, right, the Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Oshia, below Pashtin le b'masnisa, naflima me'askarah de srimta v'tavana. He says, basically, he sets forth a challenge. So we know that there's Mishnayos, which were accumulated by Rebbe, and also Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Oshia then were misadded the Brysos. So he says, Rabbi Ilkla had a theory that all the Brysos have their sources, have a source in the Mishnah. So he ties himself to the top of the, and he said, listen, I challenge anyone to come up with a Brysa that I can't tell you where its source is from a Mishnah. And if I can't, I'll jump off and kill myself. Very difficult. What does that mean? How is he supposed to throw himself down and try? Yeah, so how is he going to do that? And if he doesn't do it, then why is he lying? So one way or another, it's a bit of a, I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure what it means. Ben Yoyada says, well, he knows how to swim, so he'll jump in and he'll swim away. But I don't know,
it's
not even sitting down yet. So Asa Husava, so this one elderly gentleman came to Ilfo Tanale, and he said, well, okay, I'll challenge you. Let's see if I can kill you, basically. I'll challenge you. I think the right response has been, you know, come down, we'll talk about it. Nah, I challenge you, let's see. Maybe you go get it and you'll have to jump off. Right? Amalei, he quotes a Mishnah. So you have a person who's about to die, you have a Shiv Mirah. So he is mafkid, he puts his money in somebody else's hand, in his you know, servant's hand. Omer, and he says, Tenu shekel levanai b'shabbos. Give a shekel, give a half a dollar to my sons every week. But these sons, after upon death, really they need a sell. They need the full dollar. They don't need a half a dollar. So no stim lahem sella. You give them the full dollar, right? You give them the full sella. Rashi says, towards the end on the right column of Rashi, Ahomer tnu shekel lebenai misha meis v'heniach manu biad ish neman va'amar. He says tnu shekel chatzis sella lebenai v'hotzal v'shavua. Give them these are the living expenses for the week. His sons have many children, a lot of grandchildren. He needs more for the week. So no stim lahen sela. You give them a sela, even though he said half a sela. You give them a sela. Di havi b'daite de lo limison lehu elo shekel. He had it only been in his mind that give him a shekel. Basically, he's saying a shekel because he wants to give them money to support. He gave the wrong number. But had he only specifically wanted to give them a shekel and not give them a sufficient amount, he would say, Al titnu lahem el shekel. He would have said, in the negative, the only thing you should give them is a shekel. Right? But he, why did he say, give them a shekel? Below amr tnu sela? Mishum de boy liz ruzinhu. Right? He wanted to get them going, not to sit back. Right? He wants. He doesn't want them to hand everything out on a silver platter. Then he wants to go work.
He doesn't have a plan.
He wants to have a plan. So he's not going to. But like a lot of parents.
What?
Work plan. Well, yeah. Oh, man, the parsha. That's so bad. That's bad. Okay. He wants them to go work. He wants them to go work. So it's funny. The member before was sort of. What? Oh, so he worked. The member before talked about, you know, the malachim said they should go learn, and here we're talking about certain individuals are meant to be in the base medrash. Rabbi Yochanan and Rifa were meant to be in the base medrash. Other most individuals are not necessarily meant to be in the base medrash all the time. I mean, for a certain period of time, but not all the time for the rest of their lives. Okay, but the imamar, and the Brisa continues, the imamar al titnu lahem el shekel. The only thing you should give them is a shekel. Ein nostim lahem el shekel. You only give them a shekel. He doesn't mean, in that case, he was specific and wanted them only to get a shekel. The imamar, but if he says, Mesu, if my sons then die, right? Yirshu achayim tachteim. I don't want my grandsons to get the Yerusha. I want to give to my sons, and if they pass away, it should go elsewhere. No matter what language he uses, ain nosim lahem ela shekel. He only gives a shekel because he's evident by the fact that he's bypassing them upon the death of a son. He's being specific as to what he wants to give them. Right? Rashi says, on the left column, im mesu yarsu acherim tachteyim. Afal gav de amr tenu shekel velo amr al titnu el shekel. Golei bedaite. It's clear the low boy le mesiv lehu el shekel b'shavis ki hechi di mesu yarsu acherim tachteyim. Since he already has the money, he wants other people to get the money. So when he says a shekel, and he doesn't want to be mevazbeis all the money, he just gives it to somebody else. He wants to give it to somebody else. So when he's giving them, it's specifically a shekel. So where's the source in the Mishnah for that? The Saba S. Ilfa. So Ilfa's on top of the mess. And screen on up.
Kissing him. What's the price he's bringing down?
He's dying. He tells his. He gives his money over to his an apotropos or somebody in his house and says, give my son X amount of dollars a week. And it turns out that the sons need more than that for a stipend.
It's not
right, exactly. But where that said stipend, so you give him what the actual stipend is. But if he says, don't give, the only thing you should give, he's more specific, saying, don't give them more than a shekel, then you only give them that amount, you don't increase the stipend based on their needs. But if he says, after my sons die, the Yerusha should pass on to somebody else other than my grandsons, then it's evident that he doesn't want his grandsons or sons to get so much. And then when he says shekel, he specifically means a shekel. The point being, that's the case of the Brisa. But where's the source? The question is, this older gentleman is asking Ilfa, or screaming up to Ilfa, who's on top of the boat, where's the source? So Ilfa says, Amarle, Ilfa screams back, hi, Miney, hi, money. Who's according to whose shita is this Brisa going like? He says, Rav Meir, this goes according to the shita of Meir, the Amar, Mitchell Mekayim, the very mace. We have a Mishnah that says, you have to be Mekayim, the words of the mace. So this is what the mace is telling you. So you're just giving me what, you're just interpreting what the mace says. The bottom line is, the source of the Mishnah, that you have to be Mekayim Divrei HaMace. Right, Rashi says, Amalei Ilfa, Ha money de Katani Afal Gav Delo Sviki Bibot Sir Misela Lo Yivin Lelel Shekel. He says, Rav Meir, this goes according to Rav Meir, the Amar Maseches Ksuvas B'mas Nisin, Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMace. Right, The Ilav mitzvah min adin nosen and kol haroy lehen. Had it not been a mitzvah to do what the mei says, you just give them everything, right? Because they're the yorshim. So they kol hamamot shalehen hu ve'ein bol osan achayim klum. Then it wouldn't belong to anybody else. Ela achar misasan im yesh mosar yesh lehem v'im lav lo yitlu. And then whatever's left after they die, like after he dies, they get. Then whatever's not there, they don't get. When we talk shirotim an lekayim devarav. But since we want to be Mekayim, his words, which were sheyorshu acharim tachteyim, that this third party should get the money upon their deaths, anu mekamtzin es hamamon kidei sheyusha moser. So then we limit the amount that we're giving to the sons, so that there's this leftover, so we've been Mekayim divrei hameis. So Ilfa passed the test, probably climbs down, doesn't jump into the water.
And the TV crews go home.
So Amru alav al Nachum ish gamzu. So now we talk the famous story of Nachum ish gamzu. Why, and we're going to see in a minute why the story is brought here. Shaya Suma Mishtei Enav, he was blind to both eyes. Gide Mishtei Yodov, he was a cripple, right? He had both of his hands cut off. Kito Mishtei Raglov, he had both of his feet, legs cut off. Right? Shades of the Silent Tokef, the folklore story, right? Bechol Gupo Malei Shchin, and his entire body was filled with boils. If you're sitting here, it's not sure whether or not we'll read the parentheses. And he was sitting in a dilapidated house, ready to fall down. And the bedposts, right, of his bed were placed in buckets of water. So the bugs won't be able to climb up. He can't defend himself because he doesn't have arms and legs, right? So Pamacha, so one time, and here again with the Girsa, so his bed is in a rickety house, and again that's why it's for here, because yesterday we're talking about the rickety houses. Right? Bikshu Talmidov Lipnos Mitaso. They wanted to remove his bed from the house because they were afraid the house is gonna fall down. But Akar Kachlifanos has a Kalim, and then take out all the Kalim that he has in his house. So Amar Lahem, he says to them, Banai, my children, Panu as a Kalim, first take out all the utensils, the Akar Kach Panu as Misasi, and only then remove my bed. Because it's promised to you, so long as I'm in the house is not going to fall down. So just take everything out and then take me out at the end. Okay, so Pinos and Kalim, they listened to him. They took out all the Kalim. And then they took out the bed. And the house fell down. So Amrulo, the Tamidim said to him, Rebbe, our master, the Kimeachus, who said, the Gamarata, since that you are such a tzaddik, Lama also look a kach. Why is this your lot? Why does this happen to you? So Amar Lahem Banai, my sons, Ani Garamti La'atzmi. I did this to myself. It's my own fault. Shepamachas Hayisi Mahalach Baderech Beischami. One time I'm on the way to go to, I guess, my father-in-law's house. Bahaya Imi Masui, and I had a burden. I had packages. Shlosha Chamorim. I had three donkeys laden with stuff. Echad Shal Michael, one filled with food. Echad Shal Mishneh, one filled with drink. Echad Shal Minim Megodim, and one filled with all types of, you know, delicacies and good stuff. And this poor person came in front of me on the way. And said to me, Rebbe Parnaseni, Rebbe, please give me food. I said to him, no problem. We'll just wait till I get down, and I'll give you from the donkey filled with food. Lo his pakti the prok min achamor. I didn't even have time to get off from the donkey. Actually, yes, nishma. So this poor person died from hunger. So with Nachum Ishgamzu, I guess he understood, sort of understood, on his madriga, that.
What did he do then?
He didn't give him right away. He didn't do it fast enough.
He's getting off his donkey.
He should have dunked off the donkey. He should have dunked off the donkey, ripped open the bag. Probably got down, unzipped it, took his time to make sure it was neat. He should have just ripped open the bag and give it to him. Right, so halachti v'nafalti apanai, I got off and I fell on my face. But Martin, I said, "Einai shelochosu aleinecha, my eyes, I didn't have pity on your eyes to see what your issue was." Right, yisomu, they should be blinded. Yadai shelochosu yadecha, and my hands that did not have mercy on your hands, meaning I didn't jump off quickly enough and rip open the bag to give you the food. Right, I just untied it. I guess yigadmu, they should be cut. Raglai shelochosu al raglecha, my feet that did not have pity on your feet, and then jump off quickly, yiskatu, they should be cut off. The lone is kara daiti, and even this can happen to me. It wasn't enough for me. Acha marti kogufi yemale shchin, that my entire body should be filled with shchin, I guess like a metzora, like boils, a metzora is chashav kemes, and therefore I am dead. So amrulo, they said to him, oy lanu shari'inu chubakach, woe is to us that we see you like this. Meaning, it woe is to us that to see that you were punished so severely with such a small crime, woe to us who obviously do worse things, what our punishment is going to be. I guess an old Haba. Nachum Ishgamzu got punished in this world, not in the next world. So Vamai Karolu Nachum Ishgamzu. So why did they call him Nachum Ishgamzu? The Chol Milstav is Talkali, because anything that happened to him, Amar, he would say, Gamzu Tova, this is also for the best. Right? He would say that this anything that happened, he would say that Hashem is doing it, whatever Hashem does, it is for the best. Not that's going to work out the way I want it to do. That's not necessarily B'tachon. B'tachon is that whatever Hashem does, it's part of the master plan, and it's going to be is for the best, whenever the best turns out to be. Right, so Zimnecha, the Bola, Shduri, Yisrael, Doron, the Bekesar. One time, sorry, it actually takes place before he loses his arms and his legs and his eyesight, because you'll see he's actually doing stuff. So Zimnecha, the Bola, Shduri, Yisrael, Doron, the Bekesar. One time, the Jews wanted to send a present to the king. Amr, they said, Man Yezil. Who's going to go? So Yezil Nachum Ishgamzu, let Nachum Ishgamzu go. Dimiluma benisinu, because miracles happen to him all the time. He is a miracle worker. I guess the point being that they probably had to send a gift in order to be mavatal certain takanos or zeros that the king put on. So send Nachum Ishgamzu, he'll use his Jedi master trick that he'll get the zero removed. So Amru Man Yezel, Yezel Nachum Ishgamzu, Dimlu Benisanu, Vishadur Biyadim Luk Sifta, and they sent him a bag filled, Avon Tovos, and Margolios, filled with beautiful stones and pearls. Azel, he went, Basbel Hu Dira, he went to live, to sleep in this one, inn. Valayla Kamu Hanach Dayore, at night, the owners of the inn got up, Vishaklin Lusifte, Umalu Afra. He basically took out all the precious gems from his bag and they put it in dirt. So Nachum Ishgamzu, he gets up. Right? Whether he knows that there's dirt there or not, yeah, he gets up and keeps going on his way. He mata hata hasam, when he gets to there, wherever the king was.
Well, we have a logical system. He actually saw it when he said, he saw the dirt.
Right, so that's in the. I didn't read the parentheses. That's in the parentheses, but the Marsha and the Gerusari and all the Achronim, they take out that girsa. They all take it out. Kimata hasam, and they put in all the brackets over here. It's just with the girsa. Kimata hasam, when he got there, Sharina Lusifta, they open up the bag, Bechazuna de Malo Afron, they see it's filled with sand and dirt. So boy Malka, so this is the gift to bring to the king. So boy on Malka, limit Lulu. So the king gets upset. Now he doesn't want to kill Nachum's Gamz. He wants to kill all the Jews. But this is a busha. So Amram kam lechaychu beYehudai. He says the Jews are making fun of me. They're sending me dirt as a gift. Okay? So Amar Nachum's Gamz says Gamz lo tova. No, it's all good. It's all for the best. And our Shal puts that in here. So Asa Eliyahu. So comes Eliyahu. Idme leki chad minayu. And he just dressed up like one of the ministers. Amrale Dilma Hay Afra may Afra the Avram Avunhu. Maybe this dirt is from the dirt of Avram Avinu. What's the dirt of Avram Avinu? Rashi says, Kishanilchamimlachim. The Medrash says that when Avram fought the battle against the kings, he had this dirt, he threw up in the air and it became like arrows. And it shot and killed everybody. So maybe this is that dirt, right? And when you throw the dirt in the air, it turns into swords. So, and Gile Havu Gire, he threw up straw, it turned into arrows. Except, because the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Yikain Ke'afar Charbo, the dust would be like a sword, Kikash Nidav Kashto, and the straw is like arrows. So, Havachada Medinza, the Lomatzel Mikhpashay. So, okay, let's test it out. There was this one area that was giving them trouble, and they couldn't capture them. So they went, Ubat Gumine, they took the Afar, and they threw it up, it turned into swords, Vikavshua, and they were able to capture that land. So they went into the treasury, and they filled the Avanim Tovus and Margolios with Shidru B'Yikbarava. They sang the story of Yosef and Yom, and they put more precious stones and more jewels into the backpack of Nachum Gamzu, and they sent him on his way.
So he did not stay at the same place.
Wrong. Ki Asu, when he went back, right? Bisu Bahu Diora. He went back to that exact inn. So Amrule. So the owners of the inn, the ones who took his jewelry before, he says, "My Isaac Bahadoch, David Lachikur Yakara Kulehai. What'd you do with the? What'd you bring to the king that he gave you back all these jewels?" So Amar Lahu, "My Deshlachti Mehacham Filhasim. Whatever you put in my bag, that's what I gave him. And in return, he gave me all this stuff." These guys are like, "Wow, must have been something special about the dirt." So Sasru Lidirayhu, they broke down their inn. The Amtinu Libe Malkan, they brought all the dust. All the construction dust they brought to the king, and they said to him, "Hi, Afra the Asahacha. This is the same dirt that Nachumish Gamzu brought to you. We're bringing you more. They want more money. So midi donhu, and it came from us. It's all ours. So batku. So they checked this dirt. Velo ashkechua. And if they have this dirt, did not turn it into swords. Had little hafti already. So they killed these vale. They killed them. Well, I don't know why Nachumish Gamzu feel bad about the fact that he just killed these guys, but he didn't. That wasn't on his conscience. The undie was on his conscience. What? Well, the Gemara doesn't say.
But he didn't get back the jewels.
He didn't cut off his arms and legs from this. Okay. So that's the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned Ezo Hudever. The Mishnah had mentioned a list of items, a list of occurrences that should they take place, we start the fasting immediately. And one of them was Dever. One of them was like sort of a magefa, like a plague. Right, and if the plague takes place, you have to start fasting right away. So, what was it considered a plague? And the Mishnah said, "Ir hamotzia chamesh meos ragle." You have a city that they lives in the city 500 soldiers, 500 men, and three die in 3 days, one after another. I'm not sure if it's three in 3 days for a total of nine, or it's one. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, "Ir," and in the words gedola, "Ir gedola." Hamotzia chamesh me'os ve'elef ragli. That's 1,500 people. He going far Akko, like in Akko. V'yatzu heimena tisha meisim v'shlosha yomim. Here you have 9 dying in 3 days, which is ze'ar harzeh, which I think that means 3, 3, and 3. Harei ze'dever. That's a dever. I guess that's the same. It's the same ratio. So that ratio that becomes a dever. V'yom echad, but they all die in 1 day. O ve'arba yomim, or 4 days, ain zo dever. That's not considered a dever. If nine die in 1 day, it's not a dever. It has to be 3, 3, and 3, and I guess that's considered a plague. The Ir Kitana, if a smaller city, Hamotzia Chamesh Mos Ragli, which is only 5, but it's our Mishnah, which is only 500 people, you go far Amiko, like Amiko, the Yatsiman of Shlosh Hamesh and Shlosh Yamim, you have 3 people dying in 3 days, Ze'er Charzeh, 1 day, 1, 1, and 1, Harezeh Dever, that's considered a plague, but Piyom Echad, if they die in 1 day, oh, but Arba Yamim, they die in 4 days, Ein Zeh Dever, that is not considered a Dever. That's just a mikra. Rashi says, "Ein zed dever de'akriba amahu." It happens. I guess when it's more consistent, that's considered a plague. So now we have the Dirokart. Dirokart is a city, I believe. right? Ir ha-motziah chamesh mos ragli havi. It was a city, it had 500 men. And three people died on one day. So Gazer of Nachman Bar of Chizda Tanisa. He says we should fast. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Rav Nachman Yitzhak says, Rav Nachman Bar Chizda makes the fast, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak says, Kiman, who are you holding like? We said it has to be 3 days in a row, not all dying in one day. Who are you holding like? So he says, he's going to learn it out from the halacha of Nezikin, from the halacha of the shore that damages. Kirav Meir, the Amar, Richek Nigosav Chayev, Kir Nigosav Lokoshakim. So we know the story, Rashi brings this all down. You know how the story is of the shore. In a short time, the shore muad. So short time, the first three Nigichos, a short time is only Chayev Chatzin Nezik. If on the fourth time, you know, when it becomes a shore muad, and it's Chayev now for the full payment of damages. So he has to do it three times. There is a machlokus in Bava Kama when those three times take place. Is it one time in 3 days? Or what if you do it three times in one day? Rav Meir says, if you do it three times in one day, you still become. Because if when his gorings are distanced from each other day, when they're together, kol shekein, he's considered a muad. So too over here. If the deaths take place in three different days, so kol shekein, they take place in one day, it should be the tayas, which is against our Mishnah. That should be Rashi. So the Rashi on the left, Richek Nigochosav. The shor muad kai, talking about the shor muad, right? The bavakama parakets a rega muades, right? The bavakama ezehu tam. What's a tam? The ezehu muad. What's a muad? Kol shei idu bo gimel yomim divrei Rabbi Yehuda has to gore three times according to Rabbi Yehuda in 3 days. Rabbi Meir omer kol shei idu bo gimel pa'amim yom echad, goring three times in one day. Rabbi Yehuda savar ksiv o noda kishor nagahu mitzmol shel shom. He says, pasuk says mitmol shel shom. What's mitmol shel shom? Mitmol trei. Mitmol was 2 days ago. Shoshom was 3 days ago. Harei gimel yamim. You need 3 days. Rav Meir says, Richek nigichosav. If his gorings are distant, kishen nagach begimel yamim ze'er charzechaya. That he's chayav if he does it 3 separate days. Here nigichosav shen nagach gimel pam yom echad lakoshkein. If he has the gorings 3 times in one day, well, kolshkein. It should be clearly that should be all. That should be the halacha. So to here. Interesting that the Torah brings down that it supports the halacha in Or Chaim as well, brought down when we start saying Mashiv Ruach Mori Gashem. So the halacha is for the first 90 tilos, your supah, whether or not you said Mashiv Ruach Mori Gashem, you're supposed to go back. So the Torah brings down the shita that says what you should do is the first day you should sing a song and you say Mashiv Ruach Machana Chaim Nachasim Chaim Eisim Rachim Rabim. You know, and you say Mashiv Ruach Mori Gashem. Say the whole thing 90 times in one day, and then that should count. That counts for 90 times. What's the source? They bring down the sources of Rebbe Meir. Because if you say it 90 times in 90 different days, well, and it works. So if you say it 90 times in one day, it should work as well. So the Torah brings down, maybe it's not the halacha, maybe the halacha is different, and maybe it's not the same thing when it comes to tefillah. Okay, that's where it's brought down as well. Okay. Now we're going to continue what happened. Okay, so what's going
on?
Yes, there's a song. The yeshivas have a song about that. They sing it 90 times. Right. I had that once also. I forgot the tune, but it was a little long. Okay, so we continue in the story.
What's the case here? The guy obviously unnatural. It's not like a 90-year-old.
Yeah, unnaturally, not 90-year-old. Not someone who shouldn't die.
And it wasn't murdered. It was just
right. Right. Okay. So what happened now? You had these people die. So Rav Nachman Bar Chizda now had Gozer Atinus, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said he shouldn't have been Gozer Atinus. So Amale Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda. So Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Leikom Mar, you should get up. You shouldn't be here. In other words, Rav Nachman Bar Chizda tells Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you're too great to be in this place. You shouldn't be in your place. You're living in a place that's not right for you. You should come move to our place. The Leisi Lagamban, you should go live by us. So Amale, so he says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says back, Tanina, I learned this in a brisa. Rav Yossi Omer, lo mekomo shel adam mechabdo. It's not the place that a person lives that's mechabed him. Elo ha'adam mechabed es mekomo. It's the individual who raises the status of the place. So I live here. My place is just as important. Shekei matzina b'har Sinai, because we find by Har Sinai, because it says, so long as the Torah was given, shekozma sheshchina shruya lov, so long as the Shekhinah was on top of the mountain, amra Torah says, kamatzom v'abakar ayiru el muharahu, that the tzon, the bakra, the sheep, should not come on, no one can come up to the mountain. But nistalka shchina, when the shchina went away from it, mimenu amr Torah, the Torah says, v'mshochayobel hemi luhar, during the time they can come up to the mountain. If we knew where Har Sinai was today, we could climb it. The shchina is not there. It's not the place that has any inherent kedusha. It's the individual or the shechina that puts a kedusha onto that place. And v'chei matzina ba'olam oed shebemidbar. And so too we find by the Mishkan of the Midbar shekol zman shu natui, so long as it's standing. Amra Torah, the Torah says the yishalchu min amachane kol tsarua. Right, anyone who has tzora, anyone who's a zav has to be sent out of the camp. But hugulu haparochas, when they folded up the olam oed when they were traveling, hutru zavin and mitzorayim likanishasham. They can stand the mitzora and the zav can even stand in the same place where the mishkan had been.
This is the right.
So there's a whole thing to do about the Harabayas, because that could be Kitchirishon, Kitchilasi Bravo. Right. No, there's a famous Meshach Chachma that says that the Shechina did leave the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why Titus was able to have his nus with his owner right on the spot. And what happened? Because the Shechina left, Meshach Chachma says the Shechina left, then the Kedusha is gone. So how does it apply to that? He says that the kedusha is still there, according to that sheet, the kedusha is still there. The kedusha did not leave. Had the kedusha left, then you could go on it.
I heard another sheet that the aron is still buried there.
Okay, maybe that's also we don't know where it is.
Yeah,
could be.
Might be the aron buried somewhere.
Could be.
You said kedusha goes as well, but the question of mishkan also should still be there.
No, we only say kedusha. Yeah, that's only by Beis HaMikdash. So it makes a business to have that machlokas. So Amr Lei, so Rav Nachum Bar Chisda says, "Vetan ihachi, if you're so great and therefore your place is mechuba because you're there, nekum anal gabimar. So let me come live by you." So he says, "Push him away." He says, "I don't want to live by me." Amr Lei, mutuv yavo mana ben pras, it's a mana ben mana. Vayavo mana ben mana, it's a mana ben pras. Mana is a full amount, pras is a half amount. Like mana is like a dollar, and pras is like a half a dollar. So it's better, he says, that me. Right, I am a mana. I'm complete, but I'm a ben pras. But because my father wasn't a rav, so it's better for me to go to you than you, whose father was a rav, who you're a mana ben mana, should come to me. So basically, he's telling him, really, I should come to you, but I'm not going to because it's not the makom that makes it an important place. It's an individual makes it an important place, and you shouldn't come to me because you're more important than me because you have better yichus. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think basically he just doesn't want to move and doesn't want the other guy to live by him. So he's giving him an excuse to push him away.
Right. I can see you saying that you're putting yourself down, but not your father.
Right now. I hear. Maybe not even putting him down. He's just saying this was the Messias. Your father was a Rosh Hashiva. My father was not a Rosh Hashiva. No, was that Mr. Me putting him down?
Right, but he greater because he achieved right. Great heights despite okay. The fact that he didn't have a better father.
I hear you.
There's two ways to
live. I hear you. Did he say anything? No. Yeah. He didn't say anything there. Okay. Besurah. So now, since we're talking about plagues, the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of mice regarding the plagues. So Besurah, in the city of Surah, Havad Dibarta, there was death. There was this plague. Bishibusei Dirav Lo Havad Dibarta. But in the city of Rav, which is in his neighborhood, there was no plague. Sabru minei mishum the zuchusei derav de nifish. They thought maybe the pestilence stopped, but in that area because of the zuchusim of Rav. So itchazi l'bichilma. So Rashi says the people who thought this, they had a dream, right? That Rav came to their dream. That Rav the nifishei zuchusei tuva hamilsad zutra le Rav. That Rav's zuchus are so great that it would be nothing for his zuchus to push off the plague. So it's not because of Rav, because if it was Rav, Zechuyos, greater things would have happened. Ella, Mishumahu Gavra. The reason why the plague didn't go to Rav's neighborhood, because of this one individual who lived in the neighborhood, the Shayel Mara Uzvila. He was Gomel Chesed, and he would, Likvura, and he would lend out all the shovels for people to use for burials. Okay.
He didn't even need Rav's
Kusim. Rav's Kusim were even greater than that. It'd be nothing for Rav to prevent his neighbor from getting a plague. Bid Dirokrat, in the city of Dirokrat, have a delecta. There was some sort of fire. Ubishiruse Dirahuna lo have a delecta. And Rahuna's neighbor, the fire didn't spread to his neighborhood. Savar Mineb is Zechusa Dirahuna didn't need fish. Maybe it was because of the Zechusim of Rahuna. So Itchuzu Bechelma, they came to him in a dream. Haizurtule Rav. This was nothing for Rav. This is a nice katan for Rav. So for whose Zechus did the fire not spread? Ela Mishumahi Itisa is because of this woman. She would warm up the oven, allow everybody to use the oven to bake their bread. That's because of her schus the fire didn't spread to their neighborhood.
It's almost like the Black Plague didn't affect the Jews as much. Well, that was a miracle. Well, they didn't wash their hands.
Right, right. No, it was because they said, Amru Leila Rav Yehuda. So they said to Rav Yehuda, Asu Kamtse, the locusts are coming, right? Gazer Tani say, they are coming, so he made a tainus. The locusts are coming. It's one of the things that we said, you make a tainus. So Amr Le, they said to him, Lokam Afsadon. But wait, these are different types of locusts. These locusts aren't necessarily the ones that eat up all the vegetation. So Amr Lehu, great line. Zabdu Isabai Daiwa, they're coming with their backpacks. They pack packages with themselves. They're going to eat, of course. They're all locusts. They're going to come eat. That's it. And how's he translate? Zabdu Isabai Daiwa.
Yeah, they've got provisions.
Provisions with them, okay. So Amr Le, Rav Yehuda, they said to Rav Yehuda, Ika Mosana Bachazire. There's a plague amongst the pigs. The Gazar Tanisa, and it was Gozar Tanis because the pigs are dying. Mar says, name a kasavar, maybe Rabbi Huda holds, name a kasavar Rabbi Huda, maka mishulachas mimin echad, mishulachas mikalminim. If you see a plague in one species coming from Hashem, that means the next, it's going to continue and go to the next species. Right? Mad cow disease, or swine flu. So he says, no, that's not the reason. Shani Chaziri, the Damya Ma'ayul of Ne'inish. He was specifically about Chazir, about pig, because apparently he held that the anatomy of the pig was similar to the anatomy of the humans, and therefore, I mean, you go to AP Bio, always affect the pig, right? Penal pig. And therefore, he thought that if it affected the pigs, it's going to come to affect the Jews. Tosos points out, he says, well, if you're worried about pigs, you should definitely worry about it, like the Black Plague, if it's going to affect Goyim. He says, from here it appears, if there's a plague amongst the non-Jews, you should be choshesh, and you should have a fast. The Hacha Chazin the Gozer Tanise, here he was Gozer Tainis, Midevish Haiba Chazirin, Mishim the Domu Me'ayel of Ne'adam, the Koshechin the Nachron the Domu Yisrael, Koshechin the anatomy of all humans are essentially the same, despite the Gemara and Shabbos, it says there's different sets of teeth and all the different things that it says over there, but the anatomy of the humans are the same, so if you have a plague amongst the Goyim, you should have a Gozer Tainis. Tosus lived when? Probably maybe around the times of the Black Plague, so maybe they're taking this, maybe it was Lamaisa for them. Okay. Amru Leila Shmuel. So they said to Shmuel, right, Shmuel lives in Naharda, and they said, Ika Mosana, there's a Megefa in Bechozoi, in the city of Chozoi, the Gozer Tanisan, it was Gozer Tanis in Naharda. So Amru Leila, Hamirachak, it's far away. So Amru Leka Me'abra Hachadamasikle. He says, there's no natural border to prevent people from there going here. And nowadays, I guess with airplane travel, you know, these things can travel all over the place. So there's no border, so it doesn't, suppose they're far away, it doesn't mean it's not going to come here. So the Gozer Tainis. Amr Leila Rav Nachman. They said to Rav Nachman, who lived in Bavel, Ika Mosan of Arad Yisrael. What? Rav Nachman's living, right, okay. So Amr Leila Rav Nachman, Ika Mosan of Arad Yisrael. There's a Magefa in Arad Yisrael, the Gozer Tainisa, and he's Gozer Tainis. Amar, and he said, She'im Gevira Loka Shifcha Lokoshkein. If the matron, meaning Eretz Yisrael, the important part, is being hit with a plague, so the shifcha, the maidservant, us in Bavel, will kol shekain that we're going to get it. So the Gemara says, Taima, make a diyuk from, the Gemara is asking basically, should we make the following diyuk? Taima, the gevira of the shifcha. Maybe the only reason why you go there in this case with such distance is just one's Eretz Yisrael and one's Bavel. Hashifcha, shifcha, but then the case of Shmuel, which was both the shifcha, both in Bavel, maybe low, you shouldn't make a tainus. V'ha amru l'shmuel ika mosna bechozai the gozer tanisa. But we just saw that Shmuel, even though there was a plague in a different city in Bavel, I mean, it was shifla shifla, he was gozer a tainus. Where it says shani hasam, it's different over there. Kevan the ika shariyasa the love of asba hadei, because the shayaros, exactly what Shmuel said. There were normally, typically, if from one place city in Bavel to another city in Bavel, you would not make the zera. But in Shmuel's case, there was no natural borders. There were travelers back and forth constantly. So we're gonna. And it's sort of germs, I guess. Like sort of the concept of the spread of germs, maybe. That they're going to travel back and forth. Therefore, you go there at the tinus. Okay. So, Abba Umana, there was this Mekiz Dam, this blood letter. Have Asile Shlama Mimisifta Derekia Koyoma. He used to get a baskol from the Yeshiva Shalmaila every day. Every day, he used to get a baskol from the Yeshiva Shalmaila saying, good morning. You know, you get a wake-up call from upstairs. Ula Abaye and Abaye ko mali yom the shavsa. He only get it on Friday. You don't get this pascal. Ula Rava and Rava Komal Yom de Kippur. He'd only get it on every Erev Yom Kippur. So the Kakal's question that to Abaye. Abaye was upset. Mishum da Abba Umano. He wanted it. I guess he was jealous. He wanted to get a baskol shalom aleichem from upstairs every day. He wanted to know what this make his dam did that he was deserving of getting the baskol every single day, and he only got it once a week. So amrulei havagashadai to Abaye mishum da Abba Umano. So amrulei, they said to Abaye from the Shemayim, they said to him, don't be upset. Lo matzis lemevika over day, because you can't do what this bloodletter does. He's just in a different madriga. Doctor's talking here. So this piece is relevant for doctors and for yichud and for treating members of the opposite sex. Umay hai uva day. What was the abba umna? What was the maisim? What was so great about this bloodletter? So dichi ha'avid milsei, when he would be make his dam. Have a machis gabri lechud v'nashi lechud. He had men's section and a women's section. He wouldn't do. He wouldn't have them all lying in the same in the tables in the same room. He had the men's room and a women's room. These aren't waiting rooms actually, but these are separate treatment rooms. So isle levusha de isbe karna. He had this article of clothing. That's exactly what it is. That the kli that he would use had some sort of tube attached to it. The havas mizia ki kusilsa. And it had a hole. Basically, he seemed to have the sheet that had a hole. So he would lay the sheet down on the woman, and he would bloodlet through the hole, so he wouldn't see the woman's body. Right. So he wouldn't look at her. Islay, and he also had islay duchta tzina outside. He had some private area. That's where everybody paid. He wouldn't take money in his office. After he finished, he would say, "Okay, go outside and drop off your money in that area." Because the Islay Shadibay, who never had the money, would give him. The Leslay Lo Mitzlach, and whoever didn't have the money wouldn't be embarrassed because he wouldn't know whether you paid him or not. He have a Isrami Le Tsuber Mirabonon, and when a Talmud Chacham would come to be make his dam, Agra Mine Lo Shakil, he wouldn't take money from them, and if he would take it, he would give it back. Ubasar Dekai, and when the Talmud Chacham got up, Yohav Le Pshite, he would give him money. But Amrale Zil Brei Nashach. You know, after you get blood, they always have the snacks on the corner over there. So he used to give him the snacks. He used to give him money to go buy snacks, so he would get the sugar, get a sugar level back up.
So he lost money
on the time he had So Yom Echad, so that's what this guy was great. Right? That's why this guy was great.
He paid
my tuition. So Yom Echad, Shadar Abaye, Zugad Rabbanu Mivdike. So one day, Abaye wanted to check this guy out. This is what I told him, I can't be. I wanted to check out this guy, and this guy is something so special. So he sent a pair of his talmidim to go there. Right? Shadar Abaye Zuga the Rabbanu Mivdike. Abaye Shadar sent Zuga a pair of Rabbanu Mivdike to check him. Right? Osivnu v'achlinu v'ashiknu. He gave him to sit. He gave him to eat. He gave him to drink. Umachlhu bistarke b'leila. And at night he folded them over some nice, sheets, a bedding for them to sleep on. So litzafra in the morning karchinu v'shaklinu. These two talmidim got up and they took. They took the sheets, right? They come with a nakalu shukla. They wanted the shuk to sell them. They stole his bedding, and they went to the marketplace to sell them. So Bashikhinu, and he finds them. He's on the marketplace and he finds them. And he's about to buy back his own bedding. Amrulei Yishame Mar Hachishavu. Then they can test him to see, well, maybe he's gonna give them a cheap price because at least he won't accuse them of stealing, but he's gonna offer them a lowball price. This way he'll recoup some of his losses. So Amrulei Lishanu Mar Hachi Shavu. Tell us how much it costs. So how much you're going to spend for it? So Amrulehu Hachi Vahachi. He goes, This is what it costs. This is what I'll pay you. So Amrulei Vidilma Shavu Tvei. Maybe they're worth more. So Amrulehu says, no, I just bought similar ones the other day, right? Vahachi Shaklinu. Right. This is what I bought. This is the price I paid the other day. I'll pay that price again. So he's paying the fair price. So Amrulei, they said to him, Didachlinu, these are yours. Vishaklinu Minachem. We took them from you. You're a real mensch because you were going to pay the actual price. You weren't going to give a lowball offer. So Amrulei, the Talmidim said back to this, make his dam, b'masuta minach, when we asked from you, right, b'maychash dintan, you obviously knew it was your own stuff. Why weren't you choshed us? What'd you think? So Amrulehu, he said, Amine, I said to myself, pidjon shvui miklul rabbanan, you guys are here collecting money to redeem captives, right, b'ichzavu l'meimrali, and you were embarrassed at asking me for money. So what'd you do? You took the sheets And you're going to steal money. You're basically doing a Robin Hood. You took the stuff from me. You're going to sell it and use the money, use the proceeds to be Pol Deshvuyin. So Amrulay, so Talmidim said to them, Hashta Nishkin Lumar. We'll take it back. It belongs to you. He says, I can't take it back. Amrulahu, Mayahu Shaita, from that moment where I thought that you took it from Pidron Shvuyim, Asachti Dividaite Litztaka. I was basically Nachrit. I was Mesa Thasramis. I gave up all my rights to it. It belongs to Tztaka now. So you keep it, you take it, and you give it to Tztaka. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day. Again, we learned today's daf. L'zeicha nishmas, my grandfather, Ephraim Fishel, then Menachem Mendel, whose yahrzeit is today, and l'zeicha nishmas, Naftali Frankel, Gilad Shire, and Ayal Yifrach, Mishama Shavon Eliyahu.